Welcome to Notcast, episode 128, Trojan Man. Yes, we're here to talk about condoms this week and how fucking important they're used.
From AdamandEve.com.
No, I'm Saverin.
I'm Recky.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And we have braved the frozen south to do this show tonight. Oh my god, North Texas has like this crust of ice. It is terrible.
Yeah. It's fucked up my week.
Because, like, you know, snow you can fucking deal with, right?
Yeah.
This is like sleet that melted and hardened and melted and hardened again and melted and hardened. So it's this really clear, ultra slick, inch thick crust of ice over like everything.
Well, this storm has been fucking with me before it hit. On Monday, I had a business trip to Baton Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
And I left out at 7:45 in the morning from Dallas. Got to the Mississippi River in Baton Rouge. And I got a call from, you know, my mom was bitching at me the whole time. There's this storm coming in, you know. And, you know, calling me.
I'll get you and your little dog, too.
And then the guy who trained me called, my aunt called, and everyone, and Sarah called. Everyone was like, there's this massive fucking snowstorm heading to Dallas. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm in Baton Rouge. Why the fuck do I care? And the guy who trained me, he was just like, if you want to see your precious Dallas for the rest of the week, you need to turn your ass around right now and call and cancel all of your appointments. So I turned around when I got to the Mississippi River in Baton Rouge. It was a 17-hour drive time that day. And got back at 12:45 Tuesday morning when the rain started to come in. Then woke up to Winter Wonderland.
Oh, it was worse than that because you told me your heater fucked up. So yes. You couldn't defrost your windshield.
Yes.
And the window was open to defrost it, and now it got water all up in your...
fucking miserable.
Yeah, and then I had... I would have been going from Arkansas to... Like, yesterday, I would have been coming back from Arkansas late last night. You see that working out very well? No.
No. And my parents have been worried about it. You know, they have a really old house, and I'm like, I live in a, you know, recent apartment with central heating, and they're worrying about me. The parents, you know, but it's been kind of crappy, and both Panther and our roommate has taken days off because they're like, well, fuck that, I ain't driving. Because when we woke up, there was just, our entire parking lot was just a sheet of ice.
Mm-hmm.
Like an inch thick.
Yeah, Tieran actually, the very bottom step on our stairs leading up to our apartment, he basically leaned down the first day and he broke off the ice that was coating it. And it came off in one solid sheet. He brought it up. He's like, honey, get me the ruler. And I went in and he measured it. And it was like 11 and a half inches long. It was half an inch thick.
On the stairs.
Off of one of the steps. Yes. Jesus.
Yeah. And see, you know, all of our northern listeners and friends are like, weaklings! Yeah, we live in North Texas. We don't see this, like, ever. Yeah, so,
and we don't have the infrastructure to take care of it.
Yeah, so, we've actually had rolling blackouts, and that's kind of fucked up.
So, pet peeve time.
What the fuck?
Not mine.
So, pet peeve time.
It was mine. Blame me. I'm sorry.
A couple of things that bother me online is that when we complain about the snow or the weather or something like that, somebody from somewhere else will be like, you don't know where real cold is. And it's like, you automatically assume that everyone in the South was born and raised here and never left, and that none of us have ever lived somewhere else that could possibly... I mean, I lived in Connecticut, I've lived in Scotland. Sure, it's not Alaska, but it's fuck cold. I've dealt with blizzards before. And the other thing that pisses me off is that I don't flip this shit around and make fun of them when they're literally dropping dead when it hits like 108 degrees. Yeah. Because here we're like 108, that's normal for Texas. But a couple years back, when it was like, actually no, like 10 years ago, it was like a heat wave. And I was living in Florida at the time, and there was a heat wave up north in Chicago. And people were literally dying in their apartments because they didn't have central air, and it was unusual at that time of the year, and they couldn't, you know, they didn't have air conditioners in stock and shit like that. And it's like, it's just as rude to make fun of the little old ladies dying of heat stroke in the north as it is to make fun of people dealing with slick ass roads in the south when we don't have the infrastructure.
Although to today, when I saw that woman fall and bust her ass, I'm not gonna lie, I left my ass off. Fucking cell phone flew in the middle of the road, shattered into a million pieces. Oh, it was only funny because her legs went up in the air. She didn't hurt herself, and her hair, like, it was really long, so it flew up. And I was just like, well, thank you, Bugs Bunny. That was entertaining. But, yeah, the whole north versus south, as far as the temperature thing goes, you know, I work in machinery for an insurance company. Whenever the winter starts kicking up in the southern part of the United States, we start kicking boilers on or central heating units. They don't have maintenance done on them all year. A lot of them just don't turn on, or they turn on and die. Same for the north, when you turn on AC and chiller systems when it gets hot, they don't take care of them all year, and then, you know,
when they need them, they fuck up.
So I'm just tired of this. It's like weather superiority complex that people seem to have when, like, weird shit happens, you know. It's just rude and
it's unusual, though, because I mean, this is gonna be like a solid week of us crusted under ice.
Yeah, it's like fucking ice age out there, man. I'm looking for that little squirrel rat, like, so I can gut him, wear him as a hat, and keep warm.
Just take that acorn and just step on it.
You want this? Nah, that'd be mean. I'm not mean.
That'd be cruel to
God, scratch. We're gonna get a letter coming in. I don't think you were fair to the little creature.
Well, just by talking about it, we're encouraging rat culture.
And rat killing.
You're insensitive.
Murdering.
Tigger warning. Bottoms made of rubber. Tops made of springs. So we should get on to the show before we really step in it and get people mad at us. Oh,
Savard, take up, please.
So this week's show topic was last week's show topic, because it's show to show, was con hookups. And we did get some input on that. And Fuzz has some stories to tell.
No, I don't.
I'm sure you have a million to tell.
No.
What about that time at the place in the upside down hanging from the sprinkler head?
Oh, yeah, the time I fucked a bat. And he insisted on doing it upside down hanging from the, you know,
bat style.
I've got so many notches in my belt that the belt fell apart because I notched it too much.
You know, I realize I've been giving you shit, but I've hooked up at a con twice.
Yes. Yeah, well, getting a hotel room with Sarah doesn't count.
Well, if that counted, then, you know, my dick would have fallen off.
We were talking about this at dinner. It's like, for the first few years in the fandom, when Taryn and I were, like, living long distance, all my con hookups were, I'm going to go to MFM and see Taryn. So it's like, that's not exactly, like, salacious, you know, but... So, what do we want? Let's start with an email, read people's horrible stories, and then we can forget about mine.
Do we want to tell ours? Or that's pretty much it, isn't it?
No, we can tell ours.
Okay.
See, I don't know where I'd start. Really. I just don't.
Mine's like short
vanilla
and sweet
as fuck.
I hooked up with one person at Furry Fiesta 1 year. You know who you are, I know you listen. And then... Another at MFM. You know who you are. I know you listen.
So there you go.
I mean, that's pretty much it. You know, it was the difference is it's premeditated fuckery, so it's not like random. Oh, you're hot. I don't know anything about you. Let's fuck. You know?
Did you use your like famous podcaster cred to sincere listeners?
No, I didn't actually.
Okay.
In fact, one of them didn't. One of them didn't like the show and started listening when I said I got on it.
Oh, okay. All right.
So now he listens.
So you got... did use your podcaster, Chris. Oh, yeah, I'm on that show. Oh, really?
I
hung like a microphone, you know, 8 inches long with a huge bulge at the end.
I had sex with him before I got back on the show.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't use my podcast.
Don't worry, baby. I'm going to make that show all better.
That's right. I don't need podcast cred. That's right. There we go.
Oh, okay.
I'm just that. Never mind. I'm not trying to channel Zach right now. That's foolish. Okay, so shall we read? Or shall you tell any stories?
I'm trying to think of, like, how much I've actually done at... You know, I think back and I'm like, I'm not a slut. I haven't really done that much at cons. Or
and then
I'm
you like, think about it and recount it and you're like, damn, I'm a slut.
No, I say that and Tieran laughs at me. And I'm like, because I don't really go to cons for sex. I go to cons for business. And, like, sex is, like, the furthest thing from my mind. So... But, like, people have talked to me online, and they, you know, friends, you know, people I know.
Like, they're like, you know, I love your show. They want to hook up.
No, it's not a show thing.
I want to take a ride on your podcast stick.
That doesn't even make sense.
No.
Oh, that fucking ruined that song.
Well,
Rikoshi ruining.
That was Tilton, wasn't it?
That was Tilton or Rikoshi, one of the other.
I want to take a ride on your dingo stick.
I was just like, man, there goes that song forever, you fuck.
I think that was Tilton.
It was one of them.
So, yeah, I've had some con sex, but it hasn't really been like you were saying. It's. What's happened? What's so funny?
You know, you're thinking Lady Gaga, show me your teeth. Show me your sheath.
Fuck you! Okay.
Were you watching me on Twitter when I did I did Lady Furfag as a hashtag?
I missed that.
And, oh, that was epic.
I guess I got away with it, and this fuck over here decided not to let me. I'm going to hear that every time now. Show me your sheath.
Yeah, show me your sheath.
What
you got? lady what now? What'd you call
it? Lady Furfag.
Oh, God. All, that's just as bad as Sheaf Olderman.
Yeah, they're all fur related, but we should do that. A worst person in the world.
God, you don't know how bad I'd love to do that, but it would just cause too much bullshit. So.
But, you know, would we have to change Bill O'Reilly's name because he'd be a duck?
So, that would directly violate Rule 2. So,
is that what rule it is? I forget.
No direct drama.
No direct drama. Okay.
Yeah. Although we can talk about, like, big fandom shit, you know? Like, if not, like, piddly local shit. But, you know, like, if there's, like, video on YouTube of, like, some major con chair just shitting in an orphan's mouth or something like that. You know, like, wow, Kage should really let himself know. I don't know. We would talk about that because it would be on all those, like, the furry news websites and such.
Oh, God.
The words of Fuzz do not directly abuse.
Exactly. Thank you for the disclaimer.
Yeah, I had to do that for you two weeks ago. I was like, God damn. No, well, way back to my point. What I was going to say is it's kind of similar to Recky. It's that I don't just go and meet people randomly to hook up.
Premeditated, you know? Fuckery.
It's premeditated fuckery. Yes, yes. Consensual buggery. You know, it's like friends I've known for years, people I've talked to online, people I've known in person that have maybe moved away, and now I'm just going to see them at a con or something like that. You know, friends of friends, we get to talking and stuff like that. But I'm always safe, and that's the most important part, is that you can fool around, and that's perfectly acceptable, but you should... I think it's best if you know them, because then you kind of know their history, and you kind of know what kind of person they are, and you should definitely always be safe until you're, you know, if you're in that committed monogamous relationship, well, you should still be safe, because you never know. But, if you're not closed, you should totally always be safe. But yeah, I mean, I've done stuff here and there, and it's just sometimes it just randomly happens with, you know, someone I know when we're into the same sort of thing and whatever. But I can't think of any particular.
So that's where the Notcast paddle went.
No, that's in the production room. I don't hit anybody with that. You don't want any ass prints on the back of the paddle.
The virgin paddle.
I was thinking we could do something for charity. Like, you know, come get your ass paddled with the Notcast paddle.
Yeah. You know, liability. No.
What liability? I know how to spank, bitch. I ain't going to hurt nobody. Because you can do it wrong if you, like, whack a kidney and you're pissing blood up suddenly.
I know, but, like, if you hit someone too hard, you know, that's not locked away in your little sex dungeon.
You know, if you have a dodgy hip, don't get into a BDSM scene without, you know, maybe you should disclose that first.
Wow, we've just, like, gone all over the fucking map now.
You can only paddle the right side, you know.
Taking money, isn't that, okay, and you're taking money for this, right? For charity?
Well, yeah, I was thinking we could do like a charity thing.
Prostitution for nuns or something?
No, I was actually thinking no sex. You just lean over the table at the live show, you know, with all the microphones in front of it. Give you a couple whacks and I don't know.
I would just be sitting there looking at you like, what the fuck the whole time?
I could do it during the show. So you guys would be reading email and you just hear, you know, occasionally.
Yeah, and just me over there polishing a gun. You know? I'm going to kill him.
Hey, is the gun first panel next?
So is that it for our stories, pretty much?
Oh, fuck, I hope so. I mean,
shut up, faggot. Nobody asked you.
I fucked a bit, okay? Okay, now leave me alone.
Sorry, Sammy, that was mean. Wait, what? I said, shut up, faggot. Nobody asked you.
I think the pile of email thanks to Jennifer. It just becomes the Rakian Fuzz show every time Sarah tries to talk. Shut up, man.
Shut the fuck up.
You open your mouth again, I'm going to put something in it. Wow, we're really off on that. I'm going to start reading an email.
Yeah, yes. Why don't you do that?
Okay. Dear Reki, Panther, Shiva, Fuzz, and Saverin, in order of likelihood to defect to the Russians.
What the hell?
I don't know. Because, see, I thought with me being a big lib fag, you know, I'd be higher, you know, closer to becoming a socialist or communist. Anyway.
If you're not American, you're not a person. What do you mean? I'm kidding.
You know... Get the fuck out of my country. Oh, you'll see me like on the boat, you know. I still remember the day my family made it over here.
This is one little thing I have to put in real quick, because you said that. My grandmother, my aunt that you've met, her mom, who's like 80 something,
right,
kind of senile, met Zapnut one time and heard his accent. You know what I'm talking about now. Yeah. And she asked him how the ride on the ship was. I was just like, oh my fucking god, Mimi, no. And Zap was like, what the fuck. Oh, continue.
Oh God. That's so
fucking
funny.
Terrible.
That's so funny. Okay. I've been to 4 conventions since I discovered the fandom, 2 RBWs and 2 Euroferences, and I've managed to not get laid at any of these cons. I put this in part down to the fact that I don't drink, and as such don't feel comfortable canoodling with a guy who's off his face. Since EF is held in Germany, this means the probability of the guy you hook up with being completely gazeboed is pretty high. I've never seen gazebo used in that term before.
No. Yeah. I've heard of wild gazebos.
You know. I attack the gazebo.
It chases you down and consumes you whole.
It feels like taking advantage of someone, and I'd only feel like a prick if I went along with it. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck drunk people.
Don't fuck drunk people. It's just not good.
No. It's not good manners. It's just not cricket.
Unless it's your boyfriend and you're both drunk, then it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. However, there are definitely a few people who attend cons with getting laid very high on their agenda. Their gay furry agenda. Or even getting others laid. At my first Euroferns, I was hanging out with insert famous artist name here, and this young guy I recognized from my local meets came and joined the conversation. He introduced himself with his name, his X-Tube account name, and the fact that he was into Cubs, but then proceeded to tell us that we looked really cute together and should totally hook up and bone. Needless to say, we made a quick exit. That's my obligatory con creeper story. Hope you sleep soundly. Yours elastically, Jin Flissa.
So we're going to go Wittershins this week, so Recky reads the next email.
Okay.
Because I'll BRB.
Okay.
Okay. Read it slowly, I guess.
All right. Hi there, guys. Con hookups, huh? My general feeling about them is that it depends on your definition of a con hookup. Are we talking about a hookup with friends you've had online, and have a little fun? Okay. Sorry, you wrote that kind of oddly. That's not so bad, and for many folks in this fandom, the only way to actually physically be with their mates. But hooking up at a con with a random person you don't know... agreed. Oh, I like this guy. This is kind of like a random hookup at a gay bar, but even worse. Well, it's okay. Let's see about your explanation for this one. Why? Mm. Because for some reason, there are more people at fur cons and anime cons, whatever cons, let's be honest, who will fall passionately in stalk with you than there are at a gay bar. Yeah. Okay, I'll afterwards. Probably has to do with the fact that nobody at a gay bar is expecting a relationship. While people who are at cons who are prone to being insane stalkers are likely to fall into the trap of assuming that everybody else is just as desperate for a relationship as they are. I don't think anybody in our fandom wants to end up causing a reenactment of Fatal Attraction, especially given the fate of the poor bunny. Add in the probability of running into another, or running into other little problems, jealous significant others, STIs...
Sexual transmitted infections.
Okay.
Yeah. They used to call STDs.
Okay. Accidentally doing jailbait, and for those by straight first possibility, accidentally creating future jailbait.
Oh, there's no accidentally fucking jailbait, man. You check their ID if they look like way young.
Yeah. And con hookups are something that you have to be really, really careful with. Be sure you follow all of your safer sex procedures, from condoms to sterilizing toys to dental dams and appropriate lube. Bonus points for the foxes out there. Female condoms, despite the name, work for guys too. Be sure that you try to get somebody else to vet your potential hookup for a CSS. No, not cascading style sheets, but crazy stalker syndrome. Be upfront about this, just being a hookup if that's all it is, and about wanting to continue some level of relationship later if that's what you really want. And if your con hookup looks like Ali Larder?
Allie Larder. Yeah, she's on Heroes.
Erica Kristen? Kristenis? Kristensen, okay. Sorry, I don't watch TV. Or Mark Wahlberg. Mm. Head the other way. Any other advice when you do decide to try bagging the pretty boy or girl at the con guys? It's mostly what I can think of, tongue-in-cheek or otherwise. Howlingly yours, the wolfman. I think hooking up at a gay bar is worse because you're, in my opinion, you're more likely to run into a dangerous situation hooking up with someone at a gay bar. Whereas most of the time, the worst thing you're going to get from a con is crazy stalkers. I mean, I've known a few people, two people in particular I've met, you know, throughout my years in the fur community. That they're both very active in both the bar community and bar community. It's not really community. The bar scene and the fur community. Mm-hmm. Their behavior is radically different from everyone else's. It's irrational. It's dangerous. It's selfish. Mm-hmm. And those people do have random hookups more than anyone I know. Most of the people I know within the fandom. I'm not just generalizing the whole thing and saying it's one way or the other, but in my experience, people who mingle in the bar scene tend to be a little sluttier. They tend to start a lot more bullshit. They tend to, catch things. It's just, from my experience, the bar scene is just so much more dangerous than hooking up at a furry con.
Mm-hmm. But on the lighter side, they're not dumb enough to get AIDS twice.
I was about to legitimately process that comment in my mind, and I was like, wait.
Oh, it's this hilarious web comic I saw where, like, there's, like, a wolf and he's just had sex with his boyfriend who's, like, this dumb-looking bunny. He's like, yeah, I'm not dumb enough to get AIDS twice. And the wolf just gets this...
Oh, God.
Sorry. So Saverin's dealing with some domestic violence here.
Welcome back. How are the doorknobs?
I had to get beaten.
Yes.
So
I opened my mouth and, you know,
and Panther put something in it. that's an interesting opinion, though, and I can kind of see that because, yeah, you know, I never got into the whole the actual gay community. I just never felt comfortable with it.
There's a difference between the gay community and the bar scene. There really is, because I know people in the quote unquote gay community. Mm-hmm. When they go out to the bar, it's in the early afternoon to have a drink on you know, on the patio with their friends at the bar.
Right.
And they don't hang out for the bar scene. Because I did go to this kind of dive bar one time with a coworker. He is very, very
gay.
Yes. You know who I'm talking about?
Turbo gay, yes. Perhaps?
And motherfucker was offended at what he saw at this gay bar. The dancers were like up there being all slutty and whatnot. One of them was smoking a cigarette while dancing.
Oh my God.
And he just looks at him and goes, oh, you fucking trash, you know? So yeah, there is a difference between the gay community and the bar scene. So
yeah,
watch out for furs that cross over into the bar scene. It's usually not a good idea.
It sounds like a meat market from some of the people that I've heard of, especially like bear bars, like the Eagle or something like that. I've heard a couple people go in there that it's just like, yeah, that just kind of sounds skeevy as all hell.
I've had an experience there. I've been a few times. The most memorable experience, I got the shit beat out of my legs and got called boy a lot.
Consensually.
Consensually, yes.
I assumed you pissed off a midget, and that was as hard as high as he could punch.
No, this guy was 45, and was looking pretty good for 45. So it's a friend of mine's.
Especially when everything falls apart unquote. After 30.
Whoa! I don't want to hear about your freaky human shit. Wait, no.
it was a friend of mine's quote unquote daddy. You know,
right?
The little bear relationship thing. So that's the answer why I don't think that. You know, a con is worse than a bar, so.
No.
Yeah, maybe he's right on, like, you might get more of the creepy vibe or the really clingy people, but.
Well, yeah.
I think, like, the risk of STD would be higher in the bar scene.
At a con, you're more likely to stick your dick in crazy. At a gay bar, you're more likely to stick your dick in serial killer or STDs, you know?
Well, in either event, this is why you freaking wear condoms, for fuck's sake.
Yes. Protection, people, unless you're just, like, doing mutual masturbation or something simple like that, but...
Yeah.
As long as you don't, like, come in someone's open wound or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just going to go jerk your friends off and, you know, make out and shit like that, whatever. But if you're going to have actual sex, wrap your junk.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times we've said that on this show.
Yeah.
Enough times that it has, you know, we still need to repeat it.
Wrap your shit up. Your turn to read an
AIDS. That's the last fucking thing we need in this fan is an AIDS outbreak.
Yeah. AIDS throat con.
Dude, seriously.
No, somebody made that. That came up a couple years ago. That was actually just a rumor. Like a couple months after AC, it was like a couple days after AC. Someone that had sex at AC was like, oh my God, I've got AIDS. But they could not possibly have gotten it at Anthrocon because it was like days later.
In either way, what the hell does the con have to do with your slut fuckery? I mean,
exactly.
It's putting you within context of, you know, a few thousand others that may or may not, you know, be compatible with your slut fuckery.
Wear a fucking condom
over your entire body.
Kage does not come out during opening ceremonies and say, by the way, bareback everyone here. You know, what the fuck?
Wow.
He should come out with a basket full of condoms and just throw them into the crowd. And then it'll be like the dumb young furs are like, this doesn't taste like a Jolly Rancher at all.
I have a balloon. It's like Chris from Family Guy. Hey, Dad, I went to the bathroom. They were selling balloons in there.
What's that from?
Family Guy.
Oh, jeez.
God, I'm going to read the next email to get us off this topic.
Okay.
Okay. This is actually a FC Con report, because, you know. Hello, casters. I know it's been a bit late, but I wanted to submit my shortened report of a most excellent con-going experience. Most of my con was spent hanging out with friends, making new friends, playing board games, and drinking water from a flask. No, wait, gin. That was gin. And playing the Texas Hold'em tournament, and I got 10th place out of the 50 people that were competing. Ended up spending more money than I intended to in the dealer's den, mostly on the For Planet table. It was great to put faces to the voices of Fuzzwolf and Teal Fox. The Live Who First podcast was delightful as well.
Rock on.
And on the topic of context or casual hookups, I think that you shouldn't hook up with someone you don't know that well unless you're genuinely interested in getting to know them better and forming a friendship, and possibly a relationship. Just my two cents. Looking forward to seeing you all at Furry Fiesta. Dogai, the Spoiled Dragon. :3
Interesting, yeah. And most of our emails so far have been like kind of like what we thought. Well, I mean, they kind of mirror our opinions, basically. You know, they'll do the random thing.
Yeah, I mean, it really is just a better idea to get to know someone and then, you know, have some fun. Because I don't have, you know, last email, there's, you can stick your dick in crazy if you're not careful. And there's some crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's crazy everywhere. But I mean, yes. It's like,
when you... Seems to be a different kind of crazy depending on where you go.
Yeah, I've actually been thinking about it, you know, with the furry fandom being as small as it is relative to other more established ones,
mm-hmm.
we still have the same proportion of crazy, it's just it's a lot closer to you than you would think.
Luckily, I'm separated by a table full of porn.
Yeah, so they're not going to jump over and lunge to thrust their...
Oh my god, you're my podcast hero. You want to? Can I suck your dick under the table?
Podcast hero. Vuvuzela.
No, we're going to start singing some Aqua on this show.
Aqua? Barbie Girl, right?
Cartoon Heroes.
Yes.
Barbie Girl, Cartoon Heroes.
I was trying to place the band. They're gay, but I like them. I have all their music, so.
Oh, yeah. They're good to put on, just, you know, something to get you kind of going. Yeah. Convenient hookups. Greetings, naughty doodads and whatchamacallits. It is I, the Wolpart of the East, Demona, here to chime in yet again on one of your topics. Hooking up at a con can only lead to trauma and drama if not done right. I am in no way experienced, but I figured some common sense should come into play here. Unless you know and trust who you plan on hooking up with, and your roomies have an understanding about what's going to be happening, you should try to shy away from this sort of thing. I know that some of your listeners might groan and weep about meeting their mates for the first time at a con. If you have never met this person before, he or she might be batshit insane, the opposite sex than you thought they might be, or generally gross. Make sure to know who you're sticking your dick in. The fandom is smaller than you think and word gets around. You don't need drama starting because you banged someone else's mate, slave, pet, master, or Bible study coach. I mentioned to let your roomies in on what's going on so you don't get walked in on by 10 sweaty and tired fursuiters who will all point and laugh at the size of your ding-dong. Actually, if they're in fursuit, they will just be miming the laughing, which is even more humiliating. I shouldn't have to tell you to use condoms. You can knock a girl up if you don't want to. If you don't want to have part with perfectly good. You can knock a girl up, and you don't want to have to part with perfectly good commission money because you created a Wolf Foxtail Jr. Oh yeah, and STDs. It just takes one time to catch a nasty bug that you won't be able to get rid of. Last but not least, be considerate. Don't shag on your roomie's bed. Don't use their fur suit paws as a cum rag. And don't scream and moan to high heaven. Some people bring their kids to cons, and some bring their parents who might be in the next room. Don't give us all a bad name because you need to howl when you climax. Thanks all for this time, kiddos. Don't be a fool and wrap your tool. Demona out.
I've never heard anyone howl during climax. I think if I did, I'd have to break down the door and kill them.
No, bad furry. I want to do what that one drawing did and yell high score.
It's like, the Worgen Flirt, if you don't mind any my howling in bed. I'm like, yes, actually I do. It's kind of interesting. Like, I just said the whole fan was smaller than you think, and then someone actually says that without actually ordering the emails at all.
Yeah.
Creepy.
See, our listeners know us.
Yeah, I guess.
Word.
You know, people say that we harp on the same subjects a lot, but it's really important, and we're going to keep saying it because there are inexperienced new furs out there that might be listening.
Wrap that shit up.
So, Ricky.
That's right, we're Wittershinning. I forgot about
that. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Nodcast, I'm a recent fan of yours. I just started listening January 16th. Since then, I have been listening to episodes at random whenever I can. I found you through my friend Pepper Coyote, who mentioned his music was on Nodcast. I had never heard you before then. Later, my friend Fortunato mentioned you, and he was listening to you because of Fuzzwolf. Fortune is a writer and enjoys Fuzz's stories, so... Oh, fuck you.
Fanway.
As do I. In fact, Fortune knows a great deal of my fetishes and kinks and links me to stories you think I might like and has linked me to Fuzz's stories, spanking ones in particular. Let's just say I needed to replenish my fluids afterwards.
I'll be seeing you at a con later.
Oh my god. Alright, I'd also like to say you're all awesome and you are the perfect balance of silliness, adult humor, and sensible, helpful advice. Keep up the good work. I also think it's cool Saverin's an atheist. Just because I like when people share my beliefs, of course. I
think we're all fairly irreligious.
That's a good way to put it. Irreligious.
Yeah.
Of course, I draw from other religions, despite being an atheist, because I feel it's also good to look at things from different angles and perspectives. Also, Saverin's voice is sexy, and so is Reki's. Oh, thank you.
Yay.
Anyway, enough flattery, and on to what I want advice about. I am a gay 18-year-old, 19 in April. I live in Georgia, and I'm in my senior year in high school. Oh, God. I did not get social and or active in the fandom until about May of 2010. It was at this time when... Oh, my God, I feel old reading that. It was at this time when I met the majority of my online furry friends, mostly through streams, especially streams by Keto. My ex was no exception. I won't say his name because I doubt he'd appreciate that. Plus, I personally feel that that would be inappropriate. Anyway, I met my ex and several of the furry friends in a stream in May. I chatted with all of them almost nonstop for a while. I was definitely fond of my ex, and apparently he was fond of me. I live in Georgia, and he lives in South Carolina. He turned 18 October of 2010, is also in his senior year of high school. Sometime in July, he asked me if I wanted to meet, and if things went well, then maybe we could try a semi-long-distance relationship. I liked him a lot, so I obviously said yes. He got very excited in saying I had made him happier than he had been in a long time, and in turn also got excited, and we went to the relationship before we met, basically, which was a bad idea. We proceeded to be all lovey-dovey and set a date for a meet. Unfortunately, the rules of both our parents concerning their children meeting people from the internet conflicted.
I'm from the internet.
Conflicted each other, and we were unable to meet. We remained optimistic, thinking we would still meet eventually, and we'd be happy. I also asked him to go to my prom, if all possible, and he said yes. Unfortunately, we didn't last that long. I should also mention we were both virgins, and I at least had the idea that we would lose our virginity to each other, and it would be this wonderful, great thing. Now, there was this other guy from North Carolina who contacted... Oh, God, dude, wall of text, what the hell? Who contacted my ex looking for furs near him. They talked fairly often during the course of our relationship, and my ex brought him up now and again. This is where the problem starts and where I want your opinion. This other guy was also fond of my ex, it seems, and drew him art and got commissions for him. I showed my dissatisfaction to my ex because these were things I wish I could do but lacked the resources and time. However, I did not say he couldn't do it or anything. I felt that this was the other guy's business and he had every right to give a friend gifts. I would like to know what you think of how I felt and what I did in this situation, but that is not the end of the story, so I'll continue. The art gifts continued, and I continued to show dissatisfaction, but not overly so in my opinion. For my ex's birthday, the other guy sent my ex a plushie of his fursona, and I sent nothing. I was quite upset over this more because I couldn't get my boyfriend a present, but this other guy could. Later, I found out my ex and this guy were able to meet, and... that bothered me greatly more because of jealousy than thinking my ex would have would leave or anything like that. Later, my ex asked to break up with me because he couldn't handle being in a long distance thing, but acted as if we met, then we could be together, so it was cool. Then in December, my ex broke the news that the other guy had asked him out, which effectively shattered any possibility of us being together. I poured out my heart to him that night before I stopped talking to him altogether. Later, I began talking to him little by little until something happened pertaining to my ex and his new mate, as well as my ex belittling my feelings and pretty much saying I was being overdramatic. I have not talked to him since. Later, I discovered through another friend that my ex and the other guy had sex. I was somewhat enraged and definitely upset. Not that I didn't expect it to happen, but I didn't expect it to happen so soon. I then removed him from all my contacts and just went through a total purge of him from my life. I felt better afterwards. Since then, I have been feeling better and better, sort of treating my ex like an addiction. And spending time away from him helped me get over him. From many other sources, I was hearing the same things. You're too young. Long-distance relationships don't work. Your whole life's ahead of you. All these are correct, at least I think, for me, I think. You guys have had said similar things that made me decide it's okay he broke up with me and we were probably doomed from the start, so I felt I was over him and I was going to be very optimistic about everything. However, I should like to continue not to talk to him for a while. He was a friend first, and I'd like to keep it get that way again someday. I feel that if I continue not to talk to him, the easier it may be when I start talking again. Recently, however, I clicked a submission from an artist I watch, and surprise, surprise, there's my ex's persona being fucked by his new mate. I got all upset all over again, but got over it fairly quickly and unwatched the artist should anything like that happen again. I would like to know your opinion on these events and my behavior as well as others involved. I'd also like to know if my decision to continue to not talk to him is a good idea, and if not, what would be your suggestion? Thank you for reading. I would leave some sort of clever name, but unfortunately I don't have one. I sleep in class a lot, so a friend called me Lazy Dog, and that stuck as the most recent, and everyone calls me Lazy. So thanks for reading, your Lazy fan.
I was, pretty much agree with you. I was with you up until the point where you were like, I ought to watch this artist because he drew a commission of my ex getting fucked. You're going to unwatch a lot of fucking people, depending on how prolific commissioners they are. That's, I understand taking them off all your contact lists and not talking and stuff like that. But you're in a community where, like, a lot of people know a lot of the same people. You're not going to be able to 100% avoid any mention of him. I mean, I see commissions from people that, you know, I've had some kind of falling out with or that I think are dicks and stuff like that. And I just kind of, you know, I just don't save it and move on, you know. But you kind of have to, it'll take some time, but you'll learn to kind of deal with that and not take it so seriously, you know. But yeah, don't talk to him for a while and it will be easier to kind of have a casual conversation with him in a year or two, you know, once these feelings start to die down a bit.
I can say another thing. I remember when I was, he said it was 18 in high school, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
When I was that age, there was this guy I completely swooned over. Of course, I've mentioned it 1,000 times, but this is relevant to what you're going through. I remember going online and seeing him. He was dating someone new after I, you know, after him and I had kind of a falling out and kind of over shit that wasn't really our fault. But in any case, I felt distant, alone, sad, scared, heartbroken. And then, you know, going online, going onto the furry forums, you know, of Texas and, you know, going on to other furry sites that he used too. I saw this one picture of him and his new boyfriend, and he had his new boyfriend slung over his shoulder. And, you know, and they were in a parking lot and they were just goofing off. And I was mad. I was angry. I was upset. I was also 18. I wanted to just, I did cry. I cried my eyes out. I was just so fucking heartbroken and crushed. But you're going to go through these things where you're going to resent your ex. You're going to be mad at him. You're going to think he's the worst person in the world. Here's a newsflash. He's probably not the worst person in the world. I have a very, skeptical view of online relationships, especially if you've never met and you're acting like you're about to get married. That wasn't a relationship to begin with. I'm going to just say that straight out. This guy I had actually met in person. So, I understand though, however, that it's going to hurt. So it's okay to be mad. It's okay to rage. It's okay to, cry into the pillow and all that, because you're going to have to just get all that out and get over it. But don't unwatch an artist just because you see them. If they're an artist you like, if there was shitty art, if you're watching an artist that is crap and you're not losing out, hey, whatever, win-win. But if it's a good artist that you actually watched for a reason and you unwatch them just because your mate has a picture or your ex-mate has a picture of him fucking his new boyfriend, then by the sound of you saying that this other guy got all these commissions for him and, sent him a plushie of his character and all that, sounds like you're going to be unwatching a lot of artists, like Fuzz said here.
The only other thing that I have to add to this, and before you two interrupt me, is that from what I really heard during the emails, you're not quite over the guy yet. Because, as you said, you kept hearing bits and pieces from people and you sought out information. Or even if you didn't, you still were paying attention. And when you purge someone from your life, you really need to say, look, I don't care what they're doing. I don't care who they're fucking, what they're doing, who's doing art for.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Wasn't me.
I found an app. I'm sorry.
Yes. Just when you cut someone out like that, you really just need to try to absolutely redact them from your experience. That doesn't mean like destroying shit they got you or anything like that, but it does mean not seeking out, their online accounts, not, having your friends say, oh my God, what did this guy do today? Mm-hmm. You just need to cut ties and go about your business in other directions. Now if you're using the same free forums, like Ricky said, that's kind of unavoidable. But that doesn't mean like you stalk their posts or anything.
Yeah.
So, that's just what I got on top of the other things.
Yeah, and it could be worse. The crazy ex I had, not this one, but the one I told you committed suicide and all that good stuff. Mm. Whenever we broke up, he took everything. I used to be, Damien Husky. I used to be a Husky. He took everything Husky he had, including stuff of mine that was Husky related, took it to a park and burned it in effigy.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm like, you're dead. We can laugh at you.
Okay.
That seemed appropriate.
What are you doing?
It's an app I found with all these different buttons that do...
It's a soundboard.
It's a soundboard, but it's like a lot of it is just, wah, 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 but some of it's like famous.
Some of it's Hitler, things. Apparently?
No, I think that's from like a Monty... I don't know.
Yeah, that really doesn't translate very well into the microphone, so it just sounds like random noise.
It's because it's from Android.
It's Kit.
That's fine. Quit it.
It's an Android app, so it sounds like crap.
No, I'm playing. Oh, right.
You should try this phone. It's amazing. No, I'm playing.
Here's one you'll recognize. It's over
9,000! I forgot that existed.
I just put my phone down. There is a Rickroll button also.
I'll break your phone. Anyway, you read an email.
Yeah,
I'm going to read an email. Don't break my phone. Then I'll have to buy an iPhone.
The hammer and the toolkit's right over there.
Because I'd have to change carriers, and that would confuse my mom.
So, read an email, then we'll go to break.
Is it my turn? No, wait, no,
it's your my turn.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm more important, so...
I was just trying to get him to put the phone down.
Subject, how to fail hooking up at cons.
I thought you were going to say how to fuck.
No, this is how to fail.
Okay.
Random Raptor here, longtime listener, first time writer under a pseudonym. I have two or three attempts to hook up at cons, which have ended in failures, mainly due to no organization. So, disorganization. I did not go there to yiff or anything, though I took plans in case the other person was wanting to and not willing to take no for an answer. First con I went to was mainly to meet someone.
Whoa. So you prepared in case you were going to be raped, basically? In case someone wouldn't take no for an answer? You know, okay, I know you're not going to take no for an answer, but please wear this condom.
I don't quite think that was it, but...
That's what I took away from it.
I don't want to fuck. Yeah, you do. Oh, if you insist.
Anyways, first con I went to meet someone I met online, and I figured a con would be public enough to be safe. But before the con even happened, the other person told me that he would not be able to attend, so I missed him. I had a fun time at the con, though. The second try at hooking up with someone, we got to the con, but never planned when and where to meet, so I spent as much time looking for said person as having fun at the con. I finally met him by chance on the last night, and we had only the morning of packing up to hang around with him, and we only got a little time to chat. The last try I did, both the person and I were going to try to meet, and I planned to meet on the first night in the central meeting area. We both expected to meet up, sort out what we were going to do, and be cool. But this also didn't fail, as we both arrived late to the con, had no idea where we were by morning, and I ended up again looking for the guy and ended up missing each other entirely. We were both at the same con, but none of us found each other.
Mm.
The one good thing of the three cons is that not one person at the con, known to person or stranger, ever asked to yiff me or be yiffed by me. In my book, I just did not want that kind of contact, and I'm glad people left me alone in that way. Anyways, hope my experience is a good warning what not to do in trying to meet others at cons. Need more planning and sharing of info than what anyone I tried to meet, or myself, ever got around to. I was not up to giving out my phone number to people I didn't know in person, but that also made it impossible to contact them when things did not go as planned. Mm-hmm. Also, not knowing what each other actually looked like left me trying to read badges and asking other people if they had seen the person I was looking for, which was also of no use. I still had fun at the cons I went to, even though I don't have a very good track record of meeting up with people I want to. As anyways, keep cool, a random scaly raptor.
So, here's a couple things, though, with the contact, is that nowadays, I would definitely get yourself a cheap smartphone. They're actually sort of inexpensive now. I know they actually make some prepaid Android phones that you can get. You can actually get a cheap smartphone. But have people basically DM you on Twitter, follow this person on Twitter, so you don't have to like share phone numbers. Alternately, if you get a phone that you can use Google Voice on, get yourself a Google Voice number, you know, like 699-YIFF or something like that. I don't know.
It's like, also, if you have a phone and a Twitter account, it's not hard to follow someone and then DM or unfollow them after the fact. Hell, you can even block them if they're creepy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Twitter's actually really good at communicating, you know, with short bursts.
Especially for not just meeting up for sex, but just meeting up and keeping track of events at a convention where people use the con hashtag. Because, I mean, I actually, there's a couple cons ago, I don't remember what happened, but it was somebody was like, hey, I'm going to go and have breakfast now, hashtag, you know, convention we were at. And I was like, hey, I know that guy. And I got to eat before going to open the dealer's room, so I tweeted him back, and we had breakfast together. You know, or charity auction starting now, or you know, with me. You know, author is at my table signing. You know, that kind of thing. But anyway, I guess get off of the highlights of Twitter. But yeah, planning is definitely a good idea when it comes to the GIF, unless you know if you're just going to like a sex party. And you're planning on meeting some random person and, you know, sticking your dick in a sharps container, then, yeah, I guess you can do that without planning. But...
Ugh, that mental image.
I'm just saying it's risky. But if you're planning to meet a particular person, then, yeah, you should definitely probably talk about that beforehand. Try to figure out when you guys will both be available. Because I've seen... I'm sure I've had a couple of times where I was supposed to hook up with a certain person and it just hasn't happened. Because usually I'm busy all the time in the dealer's room, and then I get grabbed for dinner, and then I'm like tired. I have a couple drinks or something like that, and so it's kind of it can be difficult scheduling sometimes. And I was gonna say something else on another angle of that, and I completely fucking went out of my head. It was something relevant that I thought that we should have been discussing in all this.
Oh, fuzz.
Apparently, it wasn't that important.
No, God, I'm old.
Man, old age of the bitch.
Shit, I think I caught Alzheimer's from that fox I fucked at FC. No, kidding.
So on that note, we're going to play some music.
I said Alzheimer's, by the way. I didn't actually say that. That was a joke. You guys were supposed to laugh. I'm clean, dude. Whoa. I'm clean.
Alzheimer's isn't an STD.
Yes, that's why it was supposed to be funny, but I...
You are not funny!
Apparently not. Also, don't make jokes during sex.
Looks like Christmas came early this year.
Yeah, I think we should vote Zapnut is most likely to joke during sex.
Well, I saw that one coming. Yeah.
He's someone I think I would punch in the balls during sex.
That might be his fetish.
Because he would say something fucking stupid.
If you seem to have misplaced your penis, I know exactly where it's at.
He's a big lad.
Anyways, before, you know, Zap's going to have to, like, come back from the dead to kill you.
Yes, well.
So, on that note, we're going to take a quick break, play some music, and Fuzz is totally not going to ruin everything forever.
Aww.
Thank you.
And we're back. And because...
he prepared for that. Just throw something sharp in his direction when I'm not sitting over here with him.
Sad fart.
It's the best kind. You can take advantage of them then.
We're emotionally vulnerable. God, you're terrible.
I just rickrolled my own show.
Anyways, so. And after you've been rickrolled, we're going to talk about Adam and Eve. Because you can make this Valentine's Day one you'll both never forget.
And never give up.
With this amazing offer from AdamandEve.com. Through Thanksgiving Day. No, through Valentine's Day.
They're having a sale on turkey basters.
Through Valentine's Day, you'll receive 50% off just about any item. Just go to AdamandEve.com and you'll find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, including toys, lingerie, and a seemingly endless selection of adult DVDs. Like the new and upcoming Star Trek The Next Porn Generation. Yes. No. They even have a really good Picard. Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, actually, for reals. And there's more. With every order, you receive our free romance kit. Our romance kit includes a toy for him, a massager for her, and a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus a free adult DVD to put you in the mood. And that's not all. Oh no, we give up free shipping on your entire order. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special Valentine's offer. Good through February 14th only. 50% off one item, free romance kit, and a free shipping when you enter the code NOT. That's KNOT. That's not at AdamandEve.com.
Well, if it's not at AdamandEve.com, then where is it?
So that's like two transgressions since we've come back from the break.
Yeah.
Shall I stab him?
No, you know, I don't, you know, that's a crappy couch. I just don't want blood on it. I don't want to have to clean it up, throw it away.
I'm sure there's already enough bodily fluid on it. You just leap up, you hear the sound of microphones hitting the floor.
So, whose turn is it?
I think it's mine.
That would be yours, Fuzz.
Right. Oh, goody. I get to talk.
Could we have, like... one more each, and then we have like the pile.
Then we have the Bible. What?
No.
Yeah, we're gonna read the Bible on the show. Yeah,
we're gonna read the first two chapters of Genesis and discuss how they conflict.
We'll be here forever.
Blessed is he who sucks off a fox. Okay. On hooking up. Good evening, Notcasters. Fogo of the Otter again. So I woke up this morning feeling refreshed and recuperated. Download last week's podcast, heard my essay read back to me, and immediately went, holy shit, what the fuck was I thinking? I'm sorry to have assaulted you with my fevered, rambling wall of text. There can be no forgiveness, only punishment. To that end, I submit my supple backside for corrective flagellation. Equal sign D. That wasn't creepy at all. Anyway, I'll keep things brief this time. I'm speaking for myself here. I don't presume to lecture furs who make a habit of hooking up, but this is something I simply can't get comfortable with. To say I have a phobia of STDs and disease in general would be an understatement. Excuse me. You remember those glow sticks I mentioned last week? I had to take them into the bathroom to wash them before I felt comfortable wearing them. Twice. Anyway, look. Anyone looking to take me to bed would have to be interested enough to put it on hold for a month and submit to testing weekly and then not have sex with anyone else while they're thinking about repeat performances. That's approaching relationship status expectations. While I know a few people who would put up with that, I think that basically takes me out of the casual fucking pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are condoms and countermeasures to use, but there's still that fraction of a percent chance that I walk away with something incurable that I'm just plain not comfortable with. While I'm a little envious of friends who can go to a club and just get laid, I'd rather wait for a long-term partner I can trust and go bareback.
Don't be envious.
Thanks for putting up with me last week, and yes, I'm still feeling awesome. Keep on enjoying what you're doing. Blah. Sorry, I messed that up. And I'm not sure what he's referring... He sent an update on a program called BDraw. Did he mention that in the one we read previously? Or did I miss an email?
I don't know.
Well, okay, apparently it's a program called BDraw. It's sourceforge.net/project/BDraw. BDraw. And it's... I don't know.
So we're outsourcing our art to bees? Anyway, hey, read an email.
You're like, well, why do we have to go down this dark path?
Is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Okay, this email is heavily talking about me in it, so forgive me if I decide not to read anything in it and randomly edit it. Okay. All right.
You leave out the part where you fucked up. No,
yeah, none of that occurred.
You fucked on the first meeting.
No, we don't, no.
It was love at first sight.
I didn't. Anyway. Dear Notcasters, Rez here again with another letter, and what a letter it is. This last weekend, I had the greatest experience that has happened to me in the last few years. I will have to break it down bit by bit so I don't turn this into a rambling wall of testicles. Texticles. He kept it to just one page, and it's spaced. Pretty good. All right.
He used correct formatting in paragraphs. I just want to note that.
That's magic.
Well, good. I'm glad, because I kind of introduced him to our local group here. So, yes, I brought in someone who can not write a fucked up email. All right.
Awesome.
First off, I broke up with my online mate. This made me feel pretty nasty because he took it hard, and I'm a bit of a bleeding heart. I turned to someone who had helped me through it, and he offered to let me stay with him over the weekend. I want this to be known. Recky drove 2 hours to come pick me up and then 2 hours back to Dallas with me. Me in tow out of the goodness of his heart. Anyone that says Recky is a bad person or is a dick can go suck a fuck because he went out of his way to be kind to me. Thank you. A couple people needed to be told that. When I got to Dallas... and those people... Oh, yeah, rule number two. All right. When I got to Dallas, I spent a good bit of the time relaxing, playing with some games and meeting new people. Then we had a guest one night, and I heard about a very cute wolf that I won't name yet. The first time we met, it was very cordial, and we did a little cuddling and scritching. And next time we saw each other was at a party where, as everyone there seemed to notice, we got rather cuddly and intimate. God, awkward party was awkward.
Mm.
Not because of them, but anyway. From my last letter, you all know that I had an issue falling in love too quickly. Well, I assure you I was doing everything I could not to rush things. However, on Sunday, he came back to the apartment and we watched Inception with some friends. Yeah, we all watched Inception and I realized how fucked up that movie is.
I haven't seen it.
And it's good. More cuddling occurred throughout the movie. After the movie finished, the friends left and Recky and his mate went to bed, leaving me and him alone in the room. At this point, I could not control myself. I kissed him hard, and he kissed me back.
Oh, I
will spare the other details, but we did a lot of talking that night, and both of us starting to care deeply. I'm not going to read that, since it's a name drop, and I'm going to slap you next time I talk to you. Finally, I want to say once more, thank you, Recky, for being the great friend I threatened to slap him. The great friend that I've needed my entire life. You have done the impossible for me, and I'm forever in your debt. Well, no, you're not. Friendship should not be conditional, so don't worry about that. Until
first, then, I'm going to slap you, then I'm going to disagree with you. But thank you for the compliment.
Until then, next letter. Resolf, no more wings for me. P.S. I hope you guys are really giving the Shep flack about being a Koopa. Fuck!
Let's try. We need to have like an hour-long discussion about this now.
Koopas? What the fuck?
So I was thinking I could just like sit here next to you and like keep hitting you and eventually I'll start getting one-ups.
Wrong video game, faggot.
Yeah, I know. There's no Mario sounds in here.
Again, wrong video game.
Yeah, the two Zelda ones are together. I wonder if there is like a Koopa or a 1-Up or something like that.
So, yeah.
There's a Pac-Man one.
I know I'm going to get like eye rolls from hell and mockery and shame and laughing and teasing and et cetera, et cetera. I'm still a German Shepherd, but I kind of mixed him with a Koopa. Yeah, so I'm getting a commission. I was talking to the guy who offered to draw this.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, I thought more and more about it. I was like, we need to have like a live discussion before you start drawing this, because this could really be fucked up if it's not done right.
This could all end in tears.
It could. Because I found a couple other people who tried doing that, and one of them, like, some of his pictures were really successful, and the other ones, I was just like, it could have been better. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I want it to look right, so...
So, he doesn't have the shell, you said, right?
Actually, I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Okay. So, what parts are German Shepherd and what parts aren't?
Pretty much, like, it's going to be kind of a melt, like a...
Mm.
All of them are going to have, like, all parts of the body are going to have influences from both. Like, I guess it's going to be, like, doggish type, like you think of the paws.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like, you know, three toes like it would be on like a Koopa or whatever with mm-hmm. the claws, but like German Shepherd fur, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be kind of like a halfway cross between the two. The tail is the only thing that's going to stick out as predominantly Shepherd, though.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's I know it's kind of a goofy concept, but you know, whatever. It's my character. Suck a fuck.
Whatever.
Deal with it.
Sunglasses. Although earlier, like, we were sitting down, I was like, how inconvenient would that be to have like this spiked fucking shell behind you the whole time trying to sit or lay in bed with like horns or whatever?
You'd be the asshole that ruins everyone's couch.
I would be.
Yeah.
So what they do is they, you know, hit you on the head, so you'd retract and like kick you and you just bounce around the room for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, but I have spikes, so I'd kill everyone.
And you would have to get the insurance on the rental car.
Press down B and you sort of spin up.
Yeah, this just reinforces what a video game fag I am. So
now what's funny is if that's the wrong button combo for that move, someone's going to tell me I'm wrong.
So anyway, yeah, I did go and this, mm-hmm. I'd met him at a con before and whatnot, and we were talking a lot online, and you know, I talked to him on Skype and, you know, just got to know him, and he reminded me a lot of, like, the guy's 22, but he reminded me a lot of when I was, like, 18.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad for him there because he is from where I'm from, East Texas.
Yeah.
And I know how tragically lonely it can be out there for a gay furry, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, and he just seemed to be falling into the whole... I'm just going to keep dating people online that I've never met thing. And, you know, when he wrote that one letter, and I was just like, this has got to stop. And so I, you know, he was cool enough for me to go save, I guess. And he came up here and, you know, he did get pretty close to one of our local friends and
Handy.
Do what?
Said Handy.
Yep. And
wait, you flew in like Batman and shit. Rescued him from the wilds of East Texas.
Yeah, well, he goes to a major college out there, and he had some time he could take, so grabbed him, and he had a good weekend. So that's what counts. And he, I exposed him to his first bit of actual intimate, you know, interaction with a person. I didn't do it on purpose. I had no intention of him like hooking up with anybody when he got up here, but like, I honestly think it's for the best, you know.
Yeah.
You've got to go through this stuff. You've got to have these experiences. And you know, and a couple of people around here were like, oh, well, I don't know if that'll work out because neither one of them have really ever dated anybody in person or blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they both just don't seem like it'd work. And I'm just like, you know, fuck you guys for just being negative Nancy's about it. I said, I know there is a common sense look at things, but the always gloom and doom, you know, if everyone around you is saying that constantly, it's kind of hard to keep the spirits up and make things work. Like, I'm sorry, I you're an example, Fuzz. You and Tieran online.
That's totally odds against us working out, you know?
And then Sarah and I, we're about to celebrate our 5th anniversary, and I'm his first boyfriend ever.
Yeah.
Out of high school. So how often does that fucking work?
Yeah, it just, sometimes you just get amazingly lucky. I mean, you know, I'm Tieran's first, like, real boyfriend, you know, and he was 19 when he met me. So, you know, I kind of don't want to tell, like, the 18, 19-year-olds, you have to wait a few years to find somebody, because I was, like, 25. But sometimes it just happens, and you stick together.
I was 19. Sarah was 18. Barely 18, but he was 18, goddammit. He turned 19 shortly after. Not shortly after, but but seriously,
check the ID. Yeah.
You know, these guys have a long way to go, but
about two hours.
Yes. but seriously, like, from my experience and your experience, like, I can't spell them doomsday for that, you know, because weirder things have happened, and it could. Who am I to say it couldn't?
There's nothing wrong with trying, and if, like, I read it, but you know, if there's no, like, major warning signs around one of them, like, everyone knows this person's crazy, everyone knows this person's full of drama, and you should avoid them. There, you know, there's nothing like that going on. It doesn't really seem like there's a reason why you should not give it a shot, you know?
The only thing I see is, like, neither one of them are full of drama. Neither one of them do anything like that. You know, they're not assholes. They both pretty much keep to themselves and are pretty calm people. I think they both have loneliness issues big time. Of course, you know, Rez here, I mean, imagine living out in fucking Tyler, you know?
Yeah.
And not really knowing anyone that you can interact with,
you know, regularly. Make anybody lonely.
Yeah, just fucking terrible, especially for a gay furry, you know, shit. And and then the other here, you know, he absolutely needs to go through this, needs to have this experience, you know, and I've said it for years, and I was in shock when the weekend turned out the way it did. So more power to him. I hope things work out.
Cool.
Oh, and he says no more wings for me. His character had wings. It was a wolf with wings. And I was like, dude, he was just like, I just wanted my character to be unique. And I was just like, oh, good. You're one of the other 500 wolves with wings on them.
At least it wasn't a demon wing and an angel wing.
Yeah, I'll give him that. They were both angel wings. But they were black angel wings. Oh. I was just like, okay, get rid of that.
Dark like his soul.
Yeah, he's like he's like a peppy motherfucker, you know.
So anyway, I keep all my darkness inside.
When you're young, you know.
When you're young and dumb, you might turn your character into a half Koopa or some shit like that. And
well, there's no excuse for that. But I mean, wings.
Those people are fucking crazy.
Yeah. You know, being a 24 different colored wolf with angel wing unicorn horns and diamonds that control the elements.
And a horse cock.
Mine was just a result of, I think, Bowser's hot.
That's nice.
I have actually, you know, I'm not like a major video game guy, and I'm hugely into Bowser or anything, but I've seen some fucking Bowser porn, and it's just like, god damn.
Go to, I'm not telling you to do this right now, but just users out there. One of the pictures that inspired it for me is, furaffinity.net/user Gebji, GEBJI. His art's really fucking awesome. Mm. His picture of Bowser just was, I was just like, oh my god. Mm-hmm. So it was part of the influence.
Okay. So write in to ask your Koopa questions next week.
Sure.
Why do you keep kidnapping Princess Peach?
Is
she just a size queen? Does she have a complex? Is it Stockholm Syndrome?
You should change your name to Kupak Shakur.
I think Zap would just kill you.
Zap would probably, like, try to Jew sue me or something. I don't know. As opposed to any other type of lawsuit.
Yeah, it's all. It's not bad enough that I'm being sued. I'm being juice.
I've got a lot of Jewish friends. Kiss my ass. I can joke about them.
It's like, what does that mean?
So I'm gonna read an email. How about that, guys? Doesn't look like a good idea.
I guess
we'll allow it.
Then you'll be like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, before you get into it, the last picture that influenced it, furaffinity.net, user is Red Rusker, all one word, R-U-D-R-U-S-K-E-R. The submission is called Taste Test. That was another, those two pictures influenced it, so.
So, furaffinity.net.
Oh, I did see that picture. Yeah.
Yes. That's pretty hot. I mean, he can suck a dick. Watch that artist. He's fucking awesome. And oh my god,
that'll be your epitaph. He can suck a dick.
Okay.
Savra's looking at
it. Sucking a big bear cock. That's, you know, why would that not turn me on? All right, go ahead.
It's probably someone listening to this that hates furries that are just like, fucking furfags.
I was talking to Daul. He didn't see my tweets about it, and I was telling him about it, and he goes, fucking furries. Yeah. He just like smacks you, fucking furries. I deserve that.
Next email. Hey, Notcast. MacDog again, emailing from Manitoba, the shizzle north of Hizzle. You may remember me from a past email not too long ago regarding my rather personal tale regarding my mental state after a certain incident. That's totally not specific at all. And another email more recent about things that tick people off, like emotionally retarded people. I'm going to get right to the topic first off about perspectives on hooking up at major events. Now, I'm no stranger to this sort of thing. Go to one of the world's biggest folk music festivals, and you see a bunch of stuff happening, let me tell you. Really? I have to say that what you're asking, is it healthy or not? Is it the chance of a lifetime or a huge mistake? It can be both. Let's flip the coin. I would have to say that you should really get to know the person whom you're hooking up with as much as you can. Always have a condom in your pocket just in case, because if you have it, you won't need it. And when you need it, you won't have it.
Yeah.
But you need to wear a condom.
It's kind of like a gun.
Yeah. Now, it's something that will change your life, or will it be the biggest mistake of it? It's not in your control, I would say, but rather how far both of you would like to mutually be okay with it. I say, don't expect much, because you could be just another little conquest to them. There are people out there like that, and they're more or less nasty than how you see them on television. More or less as nasty. There's like a missing word, as you would see them on television. So... Don't be a conquest to some skeevy slut.
Unless you want to be.
Yeah, well. And then you might have the anus like a sharps container. Now for off topic. I must say.
I'm just imagining you pull the cheeks apart and it looks like that pit from Return of the Jedi. The spikes.
Now for the off-topic, I must say it's been a rather eventful few months since I sent my first email to you guys on episode 113. I've gone through a bit of self-discovery, starting to get myself together and getting some help. Life is fine for me, and I've been surrounding myself with a good group of people in and outside of the furry fandom who yield to the same interests as myself. I've been to a few meets, had fun, and made some good bros and bras, drew some stuff, and I hope for many more fun activities ahead.
Did you get any bro jobs?
Was it a cool story, bra? And for a few last things, my vote for sexiest voice, hard to say. Either the L-shaped one or the long-eared one with a habit of running into doorknob canes. Flip a coin. Well, it's good to hear that you're getting your shit together. It's always a positive trend. So we were like 100% topical this week, mostly.
I pulled all the topical ones, and there was so many topical ones that...
Yeah.
That was like an hour and a half of content right there. So.
Well, it is about an hour and a half content. You're right.
Yeah, my, I'm looking at a clock. Yes.
Well, I'm looking at the actual recording, so, you know, throw in a music break and it'll be about an hour and a half long.
Shut up, Saffron. You know, I think we really need Shiva here to, like, to keep the abuse off of you. I think the dead mother keeps us in check.
I need an adult.
I'm over here looking at Koopa porn now. On my iPhone.
You sick fuck.
Jobs is very disapproving of this.
Probably would be, actually.
You're looking at porn? You know, of course, you know, the moment you get a handheld computer that can access the internet, fuck, it's going to be used for porn? Jeez.
It occurs to me, actually, I thought about it, and I was like, you know, I realized what the I would have a use for an iPad. It would be perfect for masturbating. Because you could lay in bed, you could hold it one-handed, and, you know, you could browse FA, and if you, you know, if you, like, if you aimed the wrong way, you could just wipe it off.
Won't get stuck and crusty between the keyboard.
Exactly, yeah.
Since there's not one.
It's way better for jerking off on than a computer.
Yeah, I know. It's a touch screen, and if you get one of the screen protectors, it cleans up even nicer.
Do you imagine you accidentally... You don't want to use a smartphone to do it, because then, oh no, you get a call in the middle, and you have to, like, wipe it to answer, and it's like, squeak! It's like smear of cum, and then you have to hold it up to your face, and then it's, like, stuck in your beard hair. Be really gross.
No, 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 no. Oh, God, how are you so terrible?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure that out. I have to do the... Yeah, scream for it, bitch. Oh, sorry. Recky was showing me porn again. So, Saren, do we have an idea on next week?
Well... Next week is the Thursday before Valentine's
Day. Oh, I was just thinking, I was like, wait a minute, the date. Today's the 3rd. Ooh, you're right.
So, the next show would be on the 10th, provided we don't die in this ice storm.
Right.
And then the following show would be the 17th, which is the one right before Furry Fiesta. Pretty.
I've got so much fucking work to do.
No, it's the one before Furry Fiesta is actually right before President's Day weekend. So that, you know, that's such a big deal to me that we need to have a topic on that. Like, what president would you fuck, you know?
So
that'll be our topic that week.
Can I answer it as which one would you fuck over?
Sure, it's open to interpretation. So do we want to do a... See, I don't really want to do a Valentine's Day yay or nay thing because, frankly...
We've already done that.
The people that piss and moan about Valentine's Day every year piss me off. I mean, I've been single on Valentine's Day. I've been partnered on Valentine's Day.
I've had bitches ditch me on Valentine's Day and not, you know, talk to me for 3 months.
I felt the same about it either way. I really hate the slew of journal posts that are like...
Don't talk to me about this shit.
Don't even mention Valentine's Day to me because I don't have anybody. Oh, get over yourself, for fuck's sake. God.
Yeah, we're probably
go to a con and get some dick. Just fucking get over it. Anyway, Saffron, go ahead.
So we're not going to do Valentine's at all. No. Totally not going to do anything related to that day at all. As Recky is eating his fist.
Apparently I've said something that's amused Recky. I'll find out about it later.
God fucking damn it. Oh, I'm going to look at porn on my phone again.
Okay, we'll think up a topic for next week.
And I'm sure Shiva will be back from whatever interstellar adventure she's on tonight.
She's a space jackat now.
Of course.
Zoom!
They wear spacesuits now. Spacesuits are cool.
I wear Matt Smith now.
Matt Smith is cool. There is an amusing drawing of that on FA.
Some fur just like fucking wearing Matt Smith on his shoulder.
Yeah.
So on that note, good night.
And big balls.
Woohoo!